Welcome to Mimiki TV. Get ready to break through barriers, fuel your faith, pursue your purpose, and market your message so you can impact the marketplace for God.
Hi everyone, it's Mimika Cooney and welcome to another live edition of the Mimika TV podcast. Today I'm excited to be here with you as always, but today I don't have a guest. Today it's just you and me. And the reason why I'm excited about this is that I get a chance to share with you some sort of aha moments of my own, some learning lessons that I've been learning. And today is no exception because I have got something that's always been on my heart and lately even more so, is the concept of putting your dreams to the test. Now, if you have had a long-time dream or something that's recently ignited in you, I want to encourage you that now is the best time to pursue that dream. No matter what goes on in the crazies of the world, if you have a dream in your heart, there's a pretty good reason that you're the one who's been designed to fulfill it. So I've got some tips I want to go over with you today to really encourage you. But before we get into the juicy bits, I want to encourage you, if you are watching live and you see the little notification that pops up on your phone, please go ahead and share it. So share it on your Facebook friend, followers, let them know we're having this conversation, because I am watching comments. And if you've got any comments as during the conversation, I will be watching those live and taking those from you. So any aha moments, any questions, I'd love to be part of that. So as you can see, it pops up on my Facebook thing. So there you go. You see, we've got me in stereo there. So just click the little button that says share, and you could share it to groups, your personal page. Let me see here. I just sent it to the wrong one, which is obviously when you're trying to do two things at once, right? But I really want to encourage you to go ahead and do that. So without further ado, the reason why I felt this topic would be so exciting, because you'll be hearing a lot more from me doing these, what I call like sort of mentor podcast interviews. So it's not always with the guests, but it's something that I feel that is current to what's going on, that is relevant to the conversations I'm hearing, as well as really just hearing from you and making this relevant. So today is about your dreams. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, that, you know, sometimes, you know, dreams can seem very ethereal. It can kind of seem like, oh, that's only what kids talk about. Now, we're not necessarily talking about the dreams you have at night. That's a whole area of another discussion of interpreting those dreams, because I don't know if you'd agree with me. Sometimes they seem like a completely confusing, like, how do you make sense of that? But really what I want to really talk to you today is, have you had a dream that perhaps has been burning inside of you, that, you know, something that won't let go? Like you think about it, you see somebody else walking out their dream, which is maybe similar to what you feel you've been called to do. And maybe you're in a position or a job or a circumstance that either feels like a hindrance or makes it almost seem unrealistic to realize your dream. I want to encourage you today. I'm going to go over a couple of tips to help you, because really I want you to start thinking, like, what is that dream? So if you haven't really been dreaming in a while, let me be the fire that ignites your dream. Because the odds are, if you think about it, if this is something that's a new or an old dream, you know, what are the odds if you give yourself 1 in 5, like 1 in 100, right? What are the odds of you actually achieving your dream? Because the next thing to ask is, you know, are you willing to put your dream to the test? Because there is actually a process, and there are some tools that we can use to help you sort of decipher that, because we want to take it from just pie in the sky idea to really thinking about it and thinking, is this something I can actually do? So whether it's changing your business model or changing your market that you're working in, or changing, you know, exactly what you're doing. I've heard many people are in jobs or positions that aren't necessarily what they want to do. And today is a better time than ever to make the pivot. Now, of course, there wouldn't be enough time for me to go through all aspects of this process, but let me introduce you where this concept comes from. So Dr. John C. Maxwell is a number one a New York Times bestselling author. He has authored and sold more than 26 million books in 50 different languages. He's also considered the number one leader in business. And I have been certified as one of his trainers, mentors, and speakers and coaches. And I'm so excited about this content because I too have had dreams in my life and I never could kind of pin it down. It's almost like a balloon that just wants to fly away, because the best way, you still need to anchor your dream. And what I find that by reading his book, Put Your Dreams to the Test, as well as going through the training, which is what I'm going to be sharing with you today, is it really helped to galvanize and cement what I needed to do. Because being here today with you today is my dream. Back in the day when I was 3 years old, my mom would say I'd always walk around with a microphone and be, you know, performing for my parents, and always loved to talk and very chatty. But I kind of got myself into different business models and environments that were really not in my lane, but I worked really hard to do them well. But eventually I'd realized, you know, you get to that stage in your life where you just feel like you can't do something that isn't you anymore. And slowly but surely I've been shifting. And what I was so inspired about John Maxwell's stuff is that he really puts it in like actionable steps. And that's what I want to help with you do today, is because dreams are valuable commodities. They propel us forward. Your dream and your purpose and your potential, when those three come together, it's like fireworks. You literally, nothing can stop you. So here are some common reasons I've found that people have for not identifying their dream. Now, I'll give you a short story. I had a dream about 15 years ago. I was working in website design with my husband in our business, and I had always loved creativity and the arts. And when I had got a camera when my first child was born, I was so excited. I just wanted to learn everything about this camera. And then along the line, I had the dream of being a professional photographer. But back then, you know, I didn't go to a four-level college. I didn't do the standard, you know, education that everyone else does. So I always still felt like, you know, well, who am I to even do this? And, you know, I really encountered a lot of these things. Like, maybe this is something you've encountered too, is number one is discouragement. Like, I call them dream crushers. You know, those kinds of like, oh, well, why would you want to do that? Like, that is a stupid idea. Like, well, you don't have the skills for that. Like, who does she think she is to even want to do that, right? I'm sure you know a few of those. Perhaps past disappointments, like, and hurts. Maybe you did something, you stepped out, and, you know, like, you wanted to sing as a child, and you stepped out, and someone goes, oh, don't do that. Your voice is terrible. And even though, you know, we're a work in progress, a little word like that can really keep you sort of locked up in the prison of mediocrity, and you're never really stepping out. Maybe it's settling for average. Like, it's easy to be average. But if you want to be extraordinary, you've got to put in the extra by putting in that extra work to do the work to figure it out. Maybe it's been a lack of confidence. Maybe you've grown up or been in an environment where maybe you weren't encouraged to reach your dreams. Maybe it was like your parents had decided for you before you had a chance that this is what you should do, or maybe limited your opportunities. And maybe you feel like, well, that's not something I can even do. Or maybe you've been through, you know, lots of hurt and abuse that have really knocked your self-confidence. And also sometimes some people lack imagination to dream, because we stop dreaming. We think that's for kids and it's, you know, not when you're an adult. But you're never too old to dream. And it's really important that you do what you need to tap into those possibilities within you that are just waiting to come out. So consider these reasons. Ask yourself this. What will it take to propel you forward? Like, if you thought about if there were no limitations and restrictions on time, money, and resources, what would that look like? Just like, give yourself a minute. So whether you're driving or you're washing the dishes, I know, of course, if you're driving, you can't exactly write anything down, but just kind of pause and just give yourself a second to think about it. Like, not what, you know, what if, but really, if this was what my life looked like, what would I be doing? Well, in John Maxwell's book, he actually has 10 steps to conquering your dreams. And because of time, we don't have a lot of time to go through. This whole training could take up to 2 hours. I'm just going to touch base on two of those today, just to kind of get the ball rolling for you. So the first one I want to share with you is, first, one of the vital things you need to do is take ownership. You need to own that dream. You need to say, yes, that's me. I can dream. Because are you living your dream, or is the dream someone else living it for you? Like, I'm sure you've seen other people doing things that maybe your heart goes, oh, I really wish I could do that, right? Maybe, you know, as I said, your parents or people have put expectations on you that you just never thought it would be an option. Because when the dream is right for the person is right for the dream. And the two can't be separated. Because there's something truly valuable in your dream. You need to see what it represents, the possibility, because you stepping into your purpose and pursuing your dream could mean that you are helping other people realize theirs. Like, you know, you might be called to do something, whether it's, you know, a full-time ministry or write a book or, you know, start a business. And there are people out there who are yearning for a solution that only you can give in the way that you are designed to do it. So Realizing your dreams, number one, is ownership. Take ownership of your dream. Be willing to do the things necessary. And this includes being willing to bet on yourself. Like, if you don't believe in your success, it's very hard for everybody else to believe in you. And it's hard when you have issues with self-confidence. But sometimes I say this to my kids, all, you know, motivation isn't a feeling and confidence isn't a feeling. It's something you experience after you take a risk. And I know risks can seem very uncomfortable for many, but sometimes it's taking that leap of faith. Like if you remember riding a bicycle as a kid, you know, you felt all comfortable at one when your parent was holding the back of the seat. But as soon as they let go, that moment of, or jumping off the board for the first time into a swimming pool. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, but then once it's done, you're like, oh, it was easy. Why didn't I do this before? Or for, you know, as performers, like when you're in a dance on a show, it's all this excitement and you're like nervous, but you actually do it and you're like, well, that wasn't so bad. So let me see here. I just want to make sure that this is actually working and our comments are coming through because, of course, you know, anything with anything live goes. So I'm going to say thanks, Nicole, for watching, and Annalise. It's so great to have you here live. So as I said, yeah, if you haven't shared it yet, please go ahead and do that. So here are some other tips as well. So there's a concept about loving what you do and doing what you love, because when talent, purpose, and potential come together, that's where true success lies. Now, I mean, this can seem very ethereal, but once you put it down on paper, and I would encourage you to take a piece of paper and a pen and actually make this more real and concrete, right? The other thing to remember is don't compare yourself. And I know in today's age of social media, like everybody's sharing what they're doing and it can feel intimidating. I mean, I even sometimes have to watch myself and go, remember, she's doing great, but she probably did 10 or 20 years of practice. That's why she's a great speaker. So, or maybe that's why, you know, he's doing really well in business. Or, you know, we can't compare ourselves because we're all on this journey called life at a different pace. And, you know, success is doing the best you can with what you have. Like, we don't need all the bells and whistles. We just need to start small. Like I always say, and I love watching YouTube channels and seeing them grow. And most people go, oh, wow, I can't believe she's got like a million subscribers. But I always challenge people and say, go to their channel and go and filter the very, like, because right now the channel will show you the latest videos. But even on my channel, I have to go back and remind myself when I'm being hard on myself to go watch my first videos. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that was cringy. I can't believe I sounded like that. I can't believe I did that. But everyone has to start somewhere. And the beginning could be a little clunky and a little messy, but that's how you grow, right? Like learning to walk. We didn't tell our kids just, you know, yell at them because they fell down. We just encouraged them to get back up. Because here's the thing is, you need to believe in your vision because you are here for a reason. And I know I harp about this, but it's important. Your purpose and calling is aligned with the time and space where we are right now. If you're alive and breathing and listening to this, is a reason you are. It's because you are here for a purpose. No matter what the world or history or people have told you, you really do have something special in you that the world is needing. I mean, my story is, you know, I've been an entrepreneur, self-employed for 20 plus years because I always wanted to be home with my kids and always chose business models and so I could make the decisions, right? But what I've really learned after having those businesses and, you know, in learning a lot in life is what I truly find successful is seeing other people step into their success because there's that idea of multiplication. You know, when you see that you are able to sow into someone's life, they take what you've learned, even if you've, you know, had to plow the ground and it's cost you a lot in terms of, you know, time and resources and sometimes pain, like you've had to learn this the hard way, that you can turn around and make it easier for someone else. I think that is the greatest success we can have. Like there's a saying, and I can't remember who said it, but you know, this generation's ceiling is the next generation's floor. We want them to be able to stand on our shoulders, you know, grow into the next level. Especially for those parents out there who have kids, I'm sure you would agree with me. We want better for our kids than what we had, right? So here are some questions to help sort of spur you along to pursuing your dream. If, you know, if success is not on your own terms, you know, if it looks good to the world but doesn't feel good to you, it's not truly successful. So back to that compromise, right? It might seem great to the world that, you know, a million subscribers and all this fame and fortune, but there's always a price to that. Like, is that success for you? You know, the potential that exists within us is limitless. It's largely untapped. Like, there's many studies that show that a lot of us don't use the full capacity of our brain capacity. And that just shows you that, you know, that we really do put our own limits on ourselves. But when we take ownership of the dream, we are committing to the dream, because we're finally realizing it's not just something swirling in our head. We're finally going, you know what, this is something I want to do, and taking those steps. So here's a good good exercise. So on a scale of 1 to 10, let's figure out whether your dream is actually more on the business side and you can actually make it happen, or maybe it's a hobby. Because sometimes having a dream that's a hobby is also great, because it could bring joy to you. You know, if looking at on a scale, like if 1 would be nice to have and 10 would be, I would lose sleep at night because I want it so bad. Like thinking of your dream, like scale it between 1 and 10, and then it'll help give you an idea of, you know, is this something that's just a pie in the sky or something I should be doing with my life? And ask yourself, what if I had no limits? What would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? That's a big one, right? Fear of failure. A lot of us even stop from even pursuing it because we're worried about what it will look like and how that we would fail. So remember, you need to take ownership and decide you're prepared to take the steps to move forward. So, you know, having owning your dream is one component, but also another component of testing your dream is the cost. A lot of people don't necessarily understand that every dream has a cost to it. And it's easy for us to look at people who are making a success out of life and saying, oh, aren't they so lucky, they're overnight success. But there is no such thing. They have had to sacrifice time, money, and resources to get there. So you have to realize, you know, comparing, not that we want to compare, but comparing your dream to where you want to be, are you prepared to pay that price? Like, you know, if you have to ask yourself this, you know, are you willing to pay the price that it'll cost to achieve your dream? Because dreams are very personal. And a lot of times people don't want to, it's easier and safer just and more comfortable just to think of the dream as a dream that you imagine and daydream about. But once you start actually making it tangible, and you start to look at it, just like if you think of your dream like a business plan, like what are the steps that I need to take in order to make this real? Because a lot of people are not prepared to learn about the sacrifice and aren't prepared to put the hard work in to make it. Because oftentimes the successful people you see out there are the ones who didn't give up. Not necessarily the most talented or the most beautiful or the most resourceful. It's the ones who have the most persistence and, you know, really keep going. So ask yourself this cost question. Am I willing to pay the price for my dream? Now, having a dream is, you know, important, but putting it into practice, like I have a story of when I, you know, first started with the whole dream of being a professional photographer, and I realized that, you know, I had to put the work in. So going back to school and learning about it and then finding a mentor was important to my growth too. But even throughout those years, I always had this big dream, like this big dream of being a speaker, because it's one of those things like, well, no one would ever pay me to do that. And how would I be able to even make this a thing? So I would always sort of self-sabotage, for a better word, and kind of take the easy low-hanging fruit and not really take the step to really be what I wanted to be. Because far off dreams are easy to think about when you're comfort zone, but it's only when you take the step towards finding resources like training opportunities or looking for someone who's already done it is a few steps ahead of you is really how you start. It's like like losing weight. Like if you know that you want to lose weight, you know logically the steps is to start to exercise more, watch your diet. And we all know that. But not many of us want to do the work. So we have to really consider these points. The dream is free, but the journey isn't. At some point, you need to make the transition from being the believer of your dream to being the buyer of your dream. Are you willing to buy into your dream? Are you willing to be the investor of your dream? And here's another thing we don't realize is that the price must be paid sooner than you think, like the sacrifices on your time. You know, there's a lot of dreamers and believers, but there aren't a lot of dream buyers who are say, okay, I'm going to put in the work. I want to run a marathon. I'm going to do the work. I'm going to get up. Like my husband's a marathon runner, and I, you know, watched him really go from thinking he wants to run for his health to really focusing on a goal and religiously, whether it's like 100% humidity outside, he goes every day and runs because he's made that decision. He's prepared to make the sacrifice, no matter the discomfort and pain. Another thing to bear in mind is that the price will be higher than expected, because this is the thing is we think, you know, it's easy to get on top, but to get there, there are a lot more things under the surface that we don't see. And the price must be paid more than once. We kind of think, okay, once I do this one sacrifice, maybe I work, you know, longer hours as I'm starting my business. And then once I get to a certain amount of income, then I'm set and I'm never going to have to do that again. Well, the truth is that, those who know that they need to lead the way with their dreams because others are following them, know that to make that decision, they're going to have to keep making those small sacrifices. Because John Maxwell says, you've got to give up to go up. Like, what are you going to trade? What are you going to trade for time? Like, instead of watching the TV, relaxing in the evenings, or maybe you're going to study and take an online course, or you're going to, work two jobs so you can, pay off debt, or what is that sacrifice you're prepared to make? And it is possible to pay too much for your dream. This is important too, to realize that there has to be, even though you need to make sacrifices and prepare to do the work, sometimes those sacrifices are not worth it if it's going to cost you time with your family and friends, dealing with criticism or overcoming your fears. These are things you need to look at. Like back in the day when I eventually decided that I didn't want to miss out on my family. I had a young family. My kids were both under the age of 5. And I realized working every weekend, photographing other families' weddings was just really not where I wanted to be, even though I was talented and I was good at it and doing well. The price was too much for me to be paying, missing those hours, and then working, 50 hours a week took a toll on my health. And I had to realize I had to pivot and decide where the best use of my time and energy lay, and eventually had to close that business down and pivot into another direction. But sometimes you are challenged with those, and that can be hard, especially when you're in a comfort zone. So let me ask you this, what is your dream worth? And what is it going to cost? Like, how much time do you need? Is there any money investment? Like, do you need to invest in a coach or a mentor or a program? Or do you need to get a business loan to grow your business? Like, what does it look like? Like, write it down and seek out someone with experience, someone who's a few steps ahead of you or maybe more advanced or has resources. I know the biggest leaps and bounds I ever made with my business is when I took the leap to employ a mentor and a coach, both in my old photography business. And even now as a professional, not a professional, should I say, as an amateur adult figure skater, I only took up skating at age 30. And I was like, oh, what are people going to say? Like, I'm really old and I haven't really done this. I'm going to look like an idiot. But hiring a coach was really helpful for her to show me where I could improve, because I might think I'm doing great. Then I look in the video and I go, oh, I need to work on that, right? As well as someone who can give you resources to help shortcut your learning curve, like by hiring a business coach. I was able to save myself 5 years of hard lessons by making that investment and helping me grow. Because you have a bad cost, which means if it takes away from your time and your values and it affects your health and relationships, then that's not worth the cost, versus the good cost. Like, what's it going to cut? Giving up TV and binging on TV shows to instead read a book and, take a course is a good cost to take. So the bigger the dream, the higher the cost. And you need to know what you're unwilling to pay for and what you are willing to trade for. You either need to change your dream or change what you are willing to pay for it. If you realize this dream really needs to be made, like, what shifts in your life do you need to make? Because it's one thing to have a dream, but it's to do the things needed to achieve it, very few people are prepared to do that. But don't leave your dream to chance. Don't just hope that one day it'll just arrive and the opportunities will come flowing and you'll just be invited to walk in. Life doesn't work like that. You have to put the work in. And these 10 powerful yet straightforward questions that are in the book, Put Your Dreams to the Test, and John Maxwell's course, it's a very short read. And in actual fact, it's one of those books that you can go over and read and, think about the concepts and revisit on a regular basis as you start to shift and pivot and think about your direction. But the important part is you need to engage in the process. Like, I host webinars and workshops and trainings, and I notice that the people who pay attention get the best results, who actually pay with their time and money are the ones who then find that they reach their goals because they're engaged in the process, they're willing to do the work. And how long it takes to achieve your dream really just depends on you. Sometimes it might take a little longer. I find sometimes it takes twice the amount of time that I usually would anticipate, like building a house. My dad was a builder when I was growing up. And I always knew that, you have these ideas of how long a house will take to build, and they would normally add on extra few weeks because, with delays and I mean, I'm sure even if you think about where you were in January and the plans you had for 2020, now the situation and the way the world is, we've all had to change and pivot. So let me extend the opportunity and the invitation to you that your dream is waiting for you to take the steps. And knowing that, you know, is it worth it? Is it going to bring you happiness and joy that you really seek? So a lot of these tips kind of seem, you know, basic and common sense, but it's sometimes you need somebody to help you really like highlight them and sort of push you towards accountability and taking the steps. And this is something you're really interested in, because we only touched on a few principles today. But if you could imagine going a little deeper, I would love to help you on that process, because I know something about dreaming and pursuing your purpose is something I love to talk about. But you need a little push. Then I'd love to invite you to one of my upcoming trainings on Put Your Dream to the Test. Right now we have a special on the sale on the tickets. If you sign up before we actually do the workshop, you'll get a special price. Right now I think our price is $37. You can come and join us for $37. And I've condensed it into a two-hour workshop. So please do come and join us. If you go to mimikakuni.com/dreams, and the link will be in the comments section as well as where this video is, I'd love to come alongside with you and help you on that process if it's something you're really interested in diving deeper, because there are really 10 steps. We've only really covered two, which was the ownership and cost. But there are 10 other things that can help you move forward. I'd encourage you to do that, mimikakuni.com/dreams. So let me just pop onto the comments. So we have Nicole and Annalisa and Christina and John. Thank you so much for watching live. Any comments and any questions would always be, I'm always excited to see that and hear back from everybody. And, you know, and as well as the fact that no matter what platform you're listening to the Mimiki TV show, we are primarily a video show that you can see us on YouTube and my blog at mimikakuni.com, as well as on audio and iTunes, Google Play and Stitcher, and where you hear whatever app you're on or device you're on, you can find us there too. And this, we host the podcast weekly. And as I said, if you want more resources, I only share with my newsletter community, make sure to go to my website, mimikakuni.com. And right now, if you go to mimikakuni.com/dreams, is the access to the workshop about today's content. But if you enjoyed it, please go ahead and subscribe, because I post these live to Facebook and YouTube. So if you want to get notifications of when these podcasts go live, and I'm going to be mixing it up a bit with, sometimes we'll have a guest with me, sometimes I'll be, you know, sharing a content topic like that, other times we'll do some Q&A. I really want to make this, you know, interactive with you, and that it's useful to what you're doing with your life and your business and ministry, so I can really support you on that. And, you know, leave your comments. And again, lastly, share. Like, this is right now, we are streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. If you've just joined us, please go ahead and share. If you are listening to the replay, go ahead and tag some friends in the comments. I'm sure you know somebody who would love to hear this encouraging message about pursuing their dreams, and then share it with people that you know, because I think the world is really crying out for positivity, for hope and encouragement, that no matter what's happening in the negative news, we can always have time to dream, because now is where you're going to see the birth of innovation, multiplication, and just things are going to shift in a good way. And I believe you are here for a reason, and you're listening to this at a certain time and season in your life, which is important. So let me again invite you to come and join me on this journey as we pursue and unlock the steps towards you realizing your dream. So again, go to mimikakuni.com/dreams. I will be so honored and excited to come alongside you with that. And I look forward to seeing you next week. So thanks for everyone for joining me. So John, Christina, Annalisa, Nicole, I appreciate you watching live. And for those on the replay as well, thanks for being here. Until next time, take care. Bye. Thank you.